There's something for every sports fan on CBSLocalSports.com. Watch live radio shows and original video programming like pregame playlists and player style files that gives fans a locker room perspective on their favorite teams and players.
Go as hard as I can for as long as I can.
Well, I've yet to be beaten.
There are a number of people who call me the smartest man in baseball.
Read national articles from some of the best writers in the country. Catch up on the latest from the sports world and never miss a thing with CBS Local Sports. Visit CBSLocalSports.com today. There's something for every sports fan on CBSLocalSports.com. Watch live radio shows and original video programming like pregame playlists and player style files that gives fans a locker room perspective on their favorite teams and players.
Go as hard as I can for as long as I can.
Well, I've yet to be beaten.
There are a number of people who call me the smartest man in baseball.
Read national articles from some of the best writers in the country. Catch up on the latest from the sports world and never miss a thing with CBS Local Sports. Visit CBSLocalSports.com today.
If you're anything like I was, the thought of getting older was the last thing on your mind. But here we are. For me, it started slowly. The lack of energy. Never being in the mood. And when I was, I could never perform at my best. I tried the pills and other treatments with minimal results, and all but given up on my sex life. Then, I found the doctors at New Mayo Medical Center. Wow, they made a new male out of me. Feel like I'm 25 again. I have renewed vigor, so much more energy, and no longer worry about my performance. New Mayo treated me like my situation was one of a kind. With a custom treatment plan that really works, I feel great. They can create one for you too. It does not matter if you suffer from low testosterone, erectile dysfunction, or just want to last longer. New Mayo will help you.
Call New Mayo Medical Center today at 847-852-4144. That's 847-852-4144. 847-852-4144. It will change your life. 847-852-4144.
Pontiac RV's Winter Open House and RV Sale is January 23rd through the 25th. New 14s, 15s, and pre-owned RVs all on sale inside our huge indoor RV showroom. Pontiac RV is proud to add Winnebago Motorhomes to our new motorhome lineup with over 30 brands of RVs from Keystone, Coachman, Forest River, and Tiffin Motorhomes. Pontiac RV, conveniently located on Interstate 55 in Pontiac.
Everything under the sun, Pontiac RV.
Tonight.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score, Chicago Sports Station, WSCR and HD Chicago.
WJMK HD2 Chicago.
The Score!
Scoreboard update.
1 o'clock from the Chicago Wolves Update Studio. I'm Carrie Sayers. The Wolves are home at Allstate Arena this Saturday night at 7 and Sunday at 3. Lou Aldang said he was almost in tears when he heard about Derrick Rose's latest injury, one that will require his third knee surgery in 3 seasons. It's the same injury he had last year, a torn medial meniscus in his left knee.
Just when it seems like, you know, he was, you know, hitting his stride, you know, playing great, you know, kind of felt like, it, you know, team felt like, you know, he's probably put it behind him, you know, for this to happen is just, it's devastating.
That was Kirk Heinrich. After a shoot-around this morning, he and his teammates have no choice but to move forward and quickly as they host the Hornets tonight at 7. Blackhawks get set to begin life without one of their stars, too. According to the Trib, Patrick Kane could be out 6 to 10 weeks with an upper body injury he suffered in last night's game. Hawks put him on long-term IR this morning. They also recalled Teuvo Teravainen and sent Trevor Van Riemsdyk to Rockford to continue his rehab. They finish up the back end of a home-and-home with the Panthers tomorrow night. The White Sox held theirs yesterday. Today, the Cubs holding their first full-squad workout. Elsewhere, every Major League player on 40-man rosters during spring training will attend a mandatory education program on domestic violence. The first sessions start tomorrow with 3 teams participating, including the Cubs. College hoops action tonight. Northwestern hosts Indiana, and Illinois travels to Iowa. That's a game you can hear on the Score beginning at 7:45. This scoreboard update brought to you by the Big Backyard Barbecue Store, your Big Green Egg Superstore in Wilmette. And sometimes it's easy to see a difference, and sometimes it's not. Valvoline Full Synthetic High Mileage with Max Life Technology is different, and you can see why at seeadifference.com. Valvoline, 140 years under the hood. Your Menards Score weather forecast. peaks of sunshine here and there downtown throughout the afternoon, with highs expected to climb close to 30, which is a little higher than what was expected today. But it's the snow that's making headlines once again. We should see some scattered snow showers in certain areas starting around rush hour that could continue until the wee hours of the morning. 2 to 5 inches of snow expected depending on where you are. I'm Carrie Sayers, and you're listening to the number one sports radio station in Chicago, Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago's sports station.
Thank you, Carrie. This is the time of the show where we get to talk to Boers and Bernstein.
Before that,
we got to say thank you to all our peeps.
Chris Cook from the Chicago Tribune for a daily hit, apparently, as there's big news.
Okay, we'll talk to him tomorrow.
Yeah. Mark Schanowski from Comcast Sportsnet on a very dark Bulls day. Chris Cook on a dark Hawks day. David Schuster with tape after the shoot-around from Tom Thibodeau and others. Our producer, Jay Zawoski, Nick Shepkowski, and Rick Camp. Rick Camp. Brian Gertz has the video stream at watch670thescore.com. Carrie Sayers had the updates. Brian Burns is our intern for one final day.
Final day. We're going to have a little pizza party for Brian Burns.
Deep dish. This is how it gets done in Chicago. You can decide if you like it or not.
Wow.
Tomorrow.
What a show. The feeling show is still here.
It is.
Never had deep still dish here.
Damn right. Damn right.
Man, oh man.
We like people.
Well, that's all ended right now. It's 104.
And it's 105. Mike Florio from ProFootballTalk.com.
3, 2, 1.
Joe Cowley from the Sun-Times and more. That's tomorrow.
Looking forward to it. Fellas?
I'm here to make you feel better.
Oh, wait. Stop the
boy. Wait a minute.
I was going to say.
Turn the music off.
I was going to say, no. There's officially nothing that you can take the fun out of.
Danny Sunshine is here to make you feel better. On the one hand, if it's a busted collarbone for Patrick Kane, that's no biggie. Collarbones heal up stronger, and you're ready to rock.
It's no long-term biggie, that's for sure.
And they heal up. It's, once it's ready to go, it is ready to go, and you're off. It is better than a separated shoulder.
Yeah.
It's better than busted ribs.
Is it better than a broken wrist, which is what I thought it was at first?
And it might be better than a concussion in the long term, too.
Oh,
talking about a guy his age. A broken collarbone, that thing, that it heals when the time comes, you get out there,
Can't they snap again? I thought they
not
were...
That, only if you're out too early, if it hasn't knitted together properly. If you give it enough time, you're still going to be in the playoffs. This allows you some cap flexibility. You can be a solid playoff team and ready to go, and here comes Kaner and go get him. On the other hand... When it comes to Derrick Rose, this team wasn't winning anything anyway.
You don't know that, though.
Everybody knows that.
Yeah, of course not.
I don't think so.
I know.
Everybody. I mean,
in
your heart of hearts, you know it. You got to be realistic with it. Be honest with yourself.
If I'm being honest with myself, the book had not been written
but
yet.
But you know.
No.
You think they were going to beat Cleveland?
You've seen NBA games long enough.
Come on.
I'm asking.
I gave it a shot. Absolutely. I gave it a shot in this one year.
And this idea that, Derek was just coming back. No, he wasn't.
No,
he was awful.
But this defense had a chance to better itself.
Defense was trash, though.
Davis is awful.
You guys were the ones. This reminds me of the year when Derek got hurt against Philly, when you guys had that same assurance that year that they were that they had no chance and we're going to get through Miami that year.
Right.
And now you got that same assurance that they're not going to get through Cleveland. It's just, I know Cleveland's won 17
and 19.
No,
I'm just saying not winning a title.
Not winning a championship.
Not just Cleveland.
No. This Bulls team.
I do not share that assurance. I understand that all three of you have.
No, the West would have been a problem. Like, let's be honest.
No, you're talking about getting through the East.
Well,
I'm talking about winning
though.
A title.
Yeah, they're not winning a title. They're not better than Memphis. They're not better than Golden State. I don't know in a playoff scenario if they're better than the Spurs.
They're not better than Atlanta.
You thought they weren't going to get out of the East.
I didn't. In the beginning of the season.
So don't say it's about title.
But it is ultimately about winning a title. I just think there are a ton of roadblocks here. I don't care if they got out of the East or not. If you don't win a title, it doesn't matter.
Okay. Well, that doesn't make me feel any better. Do you think there are people that will be like, they weren't going to win anyway, so now I'll feel better? That was Danny Sunshine?
That was the flip side.
But I just don't think...
It sucks.
It sucks for the Rose narrative separately. It sucks for him. But he wasn't any good, and he wasn't getting any better. It was just whatever.
Basically not very good.
He was playing.
Damn, but when you say any good,
he's fine.
False.
We're talking about.
But he's not championship good.
I got you.
Yeah.
But what was championship good for him? You know, 2011
maybe never
wasn't,
existed.
Exactly.
Yeah. Yeah.
So the guy that he was trying to get back to, we would still have questions about even before this injury anyway.
Right. Right.
I mean, there are a
peak
bunch
of his powers weren't good
enough.
There
are a bunch of point guards who passed him up
without
this year.
A doubt.
And that's where the team had a fantastic defense.
Right.
And that second five. I mean, that second five was, you know, shut you down. CJ and Ronnie Brewer and Kyle Korver and Taj and Omer Sheik. And no, now you've got people people pining for Doug McDermott and Tony Snell to get minutes.
I was not sitting here saying that Derek was going to be back to MVP, Derek.
No,
that was obvious.
Because we kind of fooled ourselves, too, with the, well, he doesn't have to because it's Powell and it's
yeah,
Joe.
He,
and
all actually, he has to.
Yeah, everybody got
actually,
really flighty and got, you know, put their panties on. And after a while, it's like, that dude still has to go into a playoff series and be the best player on the court four times in 7 days, in seven games.
Can't do it.
How many teams was he going to do that against? I'm not a big believer in the
not
Hawks
enough
thing.
Of them.
I'm not a big believer in the Hawks thing. I think Budenholzer can only do so much with his coaching. I think they're going to get banged by the on the rebounds. Like they're going to get dominated on the glass.
This is
in the
funny.
Game series.
I feel bad for you guys because you're not going to have the opportunity now to have a whole "I told you so" thing through the entire.
No, no, no.
But you're trying to have it today, even though we just got hurt yesterday.
No,
you're still trying to have
the "I told
you so." No,
we've been saying for the last couple of weeks this team doesn't look like it can win anything. Because it just hasn't. It just hasn't. It's you know it when you see it.
You've got to have the ascendant star. You got to have the star. You got to have the guy who can carry you in tough times. You don't really have that now. And even when he was at his best, it still wasn't good enough to beat LeBron.
I think there was a reckoning, too, with the two-week departure of LeBron and the re-engaged LeBron.
Well, you ain't kidding.
There was a reckoning around not just the East, but around the NBA. It was like, oh. All right, well, that's what that monster looks like.
Mm-hmm.
Kyrie Irving all of a sudden went from the, he's never played a playoff minute to, you know what, this is the reason why this is the number one pick. And like I said, if Kevin Love ever gets out of his feelings for 10 days straight, this is a real thing they have there. Their offense was just not interesting for the first month and a half. We knew they couldn't play defense. They finally got engaged with LeBron and J.R. Smith. And watch when Iman Shumpert comes back fully from everything
but now that conversation has turned into hypothetical. Because we don't know. We don't know for sure. Now, what kind of surgery do you think he's going to have, Dan?
It sounds to me like he's going to have a snip, that they're going to go in and shave it down and do what he probably should have done before. And in a normal professional athlete, you're talking, you can walk out of there. You don't even need crutches, depending on how much is snipped off of there.
Well, they say Peyton played 3 days later, right?
You can get right back on a bike and get going, and it could be 2 weeks, 3 weeks, a month.
Well, we're not talking about a normal dude.
Right, we're talking about Derek, who's weird. And his body and his proprioception, the way his body and his brain communicate, isn't like anybody else. So who knows?
It sucks, man, because you thought that you had another dynamic athlete 3 years ago.
You did.
In this city. And the last 2 years, I mentioned to Spiegs, and you and I have talked about it, Dan and Terry, on email as well.
Yeah.
He learned the business of basketball the last 2 years. And he learned that it doesn't matter where you're from or who loves you in your circle. If you're not out there for the reason why people are watching you and the reason why people came to know and love you after Simeon and after Memphis, then it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter what you feel. And it's raw. It's cold. But this is what comes with $90 million. People think they get that paycheck. A lot of NBA players, like Paul George. Paul George got that paycheck and didn't realize how important and how famous he was and did a lot of dumb things.
So many. A bunch of them.
Derek realized how important, how famous he was and kind of crumbled underneath a lot of that and botched the first go-around with this situation. If he goes at it the way that everybody wanted him to go at it, Let's put aside the body and what the body was telling him and what his head was telling him and all the people that were telling him, he's killing practice. Meanwhile, they're taking care of him in practice and not pushing him around, not doing anything a playoff team would do to him. If he doesn't botch that first go-round, all these things that they might have happened, the meniscus could have happened once, could have happened twice, but he botched the first act of this, and the benefit of the doubt is now removed, not only in the organization, but with the fan base, and now he's sitting back here like, wait a minute, these are the same people who love me. I'm still in that not that childlike phase, but I'm still hurt that you don't love me. Oh, by the way, I can't do what I've been telling you I was going to come back and show you I was going to do. So he's in a bad way all across the board. These 3 to 6 weeks, whatever the case may be, I don't think it is very realistic for us to ever talk about him like that again.
Right. Whether this injury occurred or not, I would say that.
You think?
Well,
see, I was because I even said after All-Star break, he's going to get back into a certain realm of finishing. And when I didn't see it And when he had 30-7 against Cleveland, and everybody's hitting themselves in the heads with stupid hammers, I didn't think it was going to happen the way it was going to happen. I thought he was going to be back a little bit closer.
There's so many
problems.
Look, this story is awful. It's awful for him. It's awful for the organization who signs the hometown kid MVP to a contract that now precludes them from doing anything major.
And now you're going to run your coach out of town.
Yeah, well,
he'll be going.
But also, you know, I'm sorry, but the book had not been finished on what this season was going to be. But what his efforts were to be healthy and feeling as good as he possibly could.
Yeah, but he can't do it continually. He couldn't. He says he doesn't want to.
It's not even April yet. I know you feel like you know what was going to happen and what might have been, but you don't.
Knew.
Well, now we don't even get that.
You were watching this.
I know, but this is another reason why this story is awful. Is we don't even get to watch it play
out. Russell Westbrook had triple double.
We don't even get to see it.
Different animal. You got to stop with that comparison.
I said it today. That dude is. I'm going to beat your ass for you and tell you about it the entire time.
Yes, he does.
To hell with these injuries. 2 months later, I'm as athletic as I ever.
Yep. He's mentally, physically a different animal.
That's a different guy.
Things like the Mike Tyson thing kind of scared me when the comparison was made. But on the court, there is no. When's the last time you saw that dude dog it? You know, we got the last week. You got Tim Legler and Van Gundy and all these guys showing. Guys not running back, and one of those guys being Derek, and one of those guys being Powell. You don't ever see that dude dog
it.
You don't ever see that guy dog it. The guys that you have to count on as championship players, they shine. I'm tired of waiting for a dude to shine.
What did Kelly call Westbrook on Twitter? He said, stop with those comparisons because Westbrook is a Wolverine. I mean, that dude has got different powers than other people have. There's no more
fierce competitor in basketball right now than him. And there's nobody playing better basketball, including LeBron James, than him. And when everybody was doing the Kevin Durant, he doesn't get the ball to Kevin Durant enough. Guess what he knows? And guess what Kevin Durant's a broken down
old man.
Those times when Steven Jackson's pushing his ass out to the 3-point line 2-3 years ago, Russell was bailing his ass out. But nobody comes and talks to him about that, right?
Kevin Durant's a broken down old man.
No, he's terrific.
Garbage.
Like, did you say Durant or Garnett?
Durant.
Oh, Durant. Oh, I think you said Garnett.
I thought you were mentioning
we're filling up a bookcase.
Kevin Garnett, who's getting their trading. For him, Durant
will win another MVP.
Durant also, though, when you start talking about the bones in the foot, though,
I'm scared.
You don't mess with those tiny little bones for very large men. Mm-hmm. And it sounds silly, but when those things start to you get propagating injuries, and that's
what's next for the Bulls, though. Is Jimmy Butler
firing your coach?
Will Bynum. I've been texting my friends in Guangdong Province.
I thought it was Guangdong.
You got a Guangdong guy?
I have a Guangdong guy, and I've been texting him actively, trying to get Guangdongian information.
Oh, we're so close to so many bad things.
Everybody wants Nate back. But if you give me a backcourt of Aaron Brooks and Nate Robinson,
I'll beat you every time.
I'm going to need more basketballs. I don't have enough.
They'll beat you every time.
Hey, Terry, you have a betting slip too, right?
I do. I bet the Bulls. Yes,
did you?
Yes,
Terry and I both have betting slips on the Bulls to win it all that we have to do something with.
Burn them. There's nothing more you can do with them besides burn them. It sucks, man. It's tough for a lot of, especially like the kids who've seen this over the last 3-4 years, and this is their first, like for a 15-14 year old, this is their first injury. Like, this is their first guy that they're seeing go through this.
I had to put the paper in front of him at breakfast today, and he's there eating his coffee yogurt.
You had to tell him, right?
I said, you're not going to believe this. And he gives me a look. He goes, because he saw the Kane hit, and he goes, Kane's out for the year? And I said, no. A little while after that, I get an email from the Bulls, and I put the thing in front of him, and he just literally, he set his spoon down, and he looked at me and said, you have got to be kidding
me. That's what we all said.
And I said, no, I'm not kidding. He said, another surgery.
Yeah.
We had that weird quote from Tom as we were nearing the end of the show yesterday. That weird thing about why Derek didn't practice or something. It's just a weird quote, guys. It didn't
skipping
sound
steps
right.
And
yeah, it just didn't sound
too much
right. It didn't make any sense.
It was weird.
Yeah, I heard you guys talking about that yesterday. Yeah. I think when he was talking about telling people no and all those things.
Brendan's BMAC has it right there.
For any player, I'm not surprised when something, as a coach, you're not surprised when it's up and down if guys can't practice. The practice part is important. You know, your walkthroughs are important. Your shoot-arounds are important. Everything is important. And you don't get to the end skipping over everything else. It just doesn't work that way. He had some soreness today, so he didn't do a lot today. But he's overall, he's been good.
Home what game kind of soreness? Knee soreness?
Just soreness, general lower body soreness.
See, the second part of this second part of this now is finding out when this happened or if it's a gradual situation where he got worse and worse. Because the time that he was gone and you missing a practice and missing a plane and all these other things, that, like I said, you botched the first part of this. So the benefit of the doubt has been removed from you.
Not just for him. Tell him. Not just for him, because that's another guy when Rose, you're up 20 and Rose is still out on the floor. Against Milwaukee, and whether it is fair or not, that is on the negative side of the ledger when it comes to
damn right it is.
Foreman and Paxson and Thibodeau, and
he is all too willing to spin the wheel. We said this yesterday. He's all too willing to spin that wheel.
He won a championship.
No matter when it happens,
he was an assistant coach on a coaching staff where guys played. Older Ray Allen, players. Paul Pierce, Kevin Garnett. You played Tony Allen. If you were out there, you're gonna play. Sky point for the triple OG. Now, he's seen that win, so he only knows what he knows. And
well, that's a flaw. Only knowing what you know and not adjusting well. But
we applaud Greg Popovich for it.
Yeah, but Popovich has adapted.
Popovich has adapted constantly.
He's adapted once, and it's because his guys got old. Greg Popovich was a different offensive guy when Tim Duncan was healthy and young. And he had to adapt one time. And guess what that was? You know what, Tim? We're going to sit you down sometimes. Tony, we're going to sit you down sometimes. There's very little genius that goes into this. That's what I found.
Common sense.
That's all it is. Mm-hmm. And when you think you have horses and then you get into these little peeing matches with the front office, and you start doing the I told you so or gotcha moments, that's when the things that the message and the program gets diluted. But Greg Popovich had a Hall of Famer who, when he got old, he said, hey, can you lose some weight? We're going to sit you down a little bit. Greg Popovich didn't change that much. He changed one time, and that was the only time he had to. Mm-hmm. And he won a championship in the greatest shooting exhibition that anyone has seen in the last 20 years. Like, we act like they're beating Danny, the Heat the other day.
Danny Green.
Yeah,
Danny Green. But back to Spiegel's point, though. Back to Spiegel's point. It's like the Theo Epstein philosophy. What don't we know? What don't we know? And they're constantly challenging themselves to actively find out what they don't know. And it's the opposite mental flow chart of Thibodeau, who's constantly placing everything he sees in the same boxes.
Into one construct. He's got one construct, and it's just not enough. And Jay, that fits what you talked about yesterday, the day before. He's having trouble getting these guys to hear the same message.
Yeah, he's not... He's not a great orator.
Not a good communicator.
Not a good communicator.
So the message is not going to change. So when the results start to slip, you're like, wait a minute, Doug. You're telling us this, and we're getting
that. That's the problem upward, too, is that any conversations that they do have, we talk every day. They talk every day.
They talk around each other. Nothing resonates.
From what I understand, they have no awareness when they finish a conversation whether anything they said was actually heard or actually registered. Because he's
just say what they say.
And then it sort of bounces around him. And they don't know if any of it mattered.
Right.
And it's very frustrating.
And the thing about the overplaying of guys in those situations like that is then they start to turn on you just a tiny bit, and then you do it again, and you may hurt them, you may not hurt them. Like, it becomes this little cycle.
And then you bring in an intelligent, vested veteran from the outside who's got championship rings,
who knows his
body, who is looked up to by people in that locker room. And while he is a leader, sometimes the example that's set is one that's taken in a different way.
He also is a guy, and I think that locker room is very aware that the legs have been cut from underneath their coach by the front office. Mm. And they know when, hey, It's a soreness day.
Yeah, they'll win that.
It's a minutes day.
Yeah, they'll win
and
that.
They're very aware.
They know
of
they
it
got
too.
The front.
Yeah, you have the whole Jen Swanson issue. You have got that dynamic. You've got some discomfort.
Last two injuries,
there.
He's had his person.
He's had his person, right?
The last couple months of them coming up,
and no one's playing over 32 minutes a game, right? All right,
let's go.
All right, we got to get up out of here.
Last couple months, enjoy him.
Yeah. All right, fellas.
Bye, boys.
We'll enjoy listening to you guys on the way home.
Wait till we open up the phones.
Woo, doggy.
Where are they?
Amnesty Rose.
the retirement stuff is already starting as well. Okay. Like he doesn't want his $41 million. Right. All right, we'll talk to you tomorrow at 9. Spiegel and Goff signing out right here on 670 The Score.
We'll be back with more Boers and Bernstein on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago's sports station.
This is John Feinstein, and this is a CBS Sports Minute. Butch Harmon opened the door to Tiger Woods a tiny crack earlier this week. In an interview with Golf World's Tim Rosefort, Harmon said he would be willing to spend a couple of hours with Woods if he called him looking for help. Woods fired Harmon in 2002 after he had helped him win his first 8 major titles. A call from Woods to Harmon would be a tiny little admission that Woods made a mistake almost 13 years ago. Woods doesn't do that kind of admission, but he should. In fact, what he should do is go to Harmon's house, get down on one knee, hand him a blank check and say, "Butch, I know I already would have gone past Jack Nicklaus's 18 majors if I hadn't fired you. I'm almost 40. I'm a mess, mentally and physically. Please help me." Won't happen, but it should. I'm John Feinstein.
All incentives applied, plus license, title, tax, and dock fee on a courtesy car lease. 24 months for an SRX or 36 months for a 2.5-liter ATS. 10,000 miles per year and 25 cents per mile over. See dealer for details or visit wildcadillac.com. Offers good for 3 days following this message.
You hear that? All that fast talking? That's called Z-copy. Car dealers have to say it, but they don't want you to hear it. I'm Irwin Weil at Wild Cadillac in Libertyville. Here's what I want to say, and here's what I want you to hear. If you want a new Cadillac, get it for me. I'll do whatever it takes to make it worth your while.
Right now at Wild Cadillac, you can lease a 2015 SRX for $339 a month. $339 a month for a 2015 SRX.
$339 a month. That's pretty simple.
How about a 2015 ATS for $299 a month? $299 a month. That's simple, too.
Forget that fast-talking Z-copy. Forget the small print. Get your next Cadillac from me and visit wildcadillac.com. I'll make it worth your while at Wild Cadillac in Libertyville.
Wild Cadillac in Libertyville. It's a beautiful place in the country.
Wild Cadillac is now open Saturday for service. Visit us at wildcadillac.com.
If you have Medicare Part D, Walgreens can put you at the corner of switching your prescriptions and saving some money. That's because Walgreens makes it easy to switch and save with copays as low as $0 on select Medicare Part D plans. Just bring us your prescriptions and we'll do the rest. Switch to save even more today. Walgreens, at the corner of happy and healthy.
Applies to Tier 1 generics for select plans.
If you have Medicare Part D, Walgreens can put you at the corner of switching your prescriptions and saving some money. That's because Walgreens makes it easy to switch and save with copays as low as $0 on select Medicare Part D plans. Just bring us your prescriptions and we'll do the rest. Switch to save even more today. Walgreens, at the corner of happy and healthy.
Applies to Tier 1 generics for select plans.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom155.com. That's freedom, the number 155.com. Go to freedom155.com and start earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom155.com right now and change your life today.
Avoid bankruptcy. Does credit card debt have you living paycheck to paycheck? Are you making minimum payments but only falling further behind? Call the Mediator Law Group to find out about our debt reduction program. Guaranteed to settle your credit card debt or you don't pay. That's right. It's called pay for performance, and you won't pay a dime until the job's done. I'm a paid spokesperson, not a lawyer, and every case is different. But if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, call 800-821-2412. 800-821-2412.
Perhaps when you think cruise, you'd imagine staged entertainment, excessive dining, dressy attire, and stops in only a few major ports. Hurtigruten is none of that. On board our smaller ships, you're in good company with like-minded, active, inquisitive travelers. Norway's celebrated Hurtigruten route includes over 1,000 miles of stunning coastline. Find your voyage today by calling 855-370-2651. On a Hurtigruten voyage, you don't just visit Norway, you become part of it. Call 855-370-2651 today.
CBS presents the stars of the new comedy, The Odd Couple, Matthew Perry and Thomas Lennon.
I would like to clear something up. We're not a couple.
Do I cook our meals?
Well, yes, but...
Do I clean our apartment?
To clarify, I normally don't clean anything.
When you need comfort, do I not dry your tears?
It was one time, and I was having a really bad day.
By most metrics, we are a couple.
We're not a couple.
Except that we are.
Matthew Perry and Thomas Lennon are The Odd Couple.
What do you want to do for dinner?
Let's stay in.
A new comedy, Thursdays, only CBS.
Last year, we saved for a winter family vacation, and boom, the heater broke. Our entire vacation fund went for a new furnace.
Don't make your family pay the price for unexpected home repairs. With a Total Protect home warranty, you can save money and avoid stress by having a plan for when your vital home systems break down. Call 1-800-542-8103 and let us know how much you want covered and how much you want to pay. Plan for a great 2015 with Total Protect at 1-800-542-8103. Are you in debt and struggling to make even the minimum payments on your credit cards? Consolidated Credit can work with your creditors to lower your payments and reduce or even eliminate your interest charges. Get a free consultation by calling 800-519-1658. That's 800-519-1658 to start breaking free from your debt. Consolidated Credit Counseling Services, Inc. 5701 West Sunrise Boulevard, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33313. Not a loan company. Licensed by the New York Department of Financial Services and by the Vermont Department of Financial Regulation. MDDM-19 or TM-80031.
CBS Wednesday.
In simple terms, we use behavioral science to hunt down monsters.
Find out why Criminal Minds is TV's number one suspense thriller.
He has two forms of expression, silence and rage.
The only thing more dangerous than a serial killer.
This guy is smart. We have to be smarter.
Are the people who catch them.
Now it's our turn to chase him.
The answer's in there somewhere. You just got to find it.
Searching for bad boys. It's my specialty.
Criminal Minds. Wednesday, only CBS.
My name is Harold Finch. I built a machine of unrivaled power. The machine detects ordinary crimes before they happen.
You can call me Reese. In another life, I worked for the government, hunting down the world's most dangerous men. Now I stop bad things from happening to good people.
You've taken very good care of me.
My friend and I help people in trouble.
Thank you for giving me my life back.
The world is better off with both of us in it.
The hit drama, Person of Interest, CBS Tuesday. CBS Friday, America's bosses are going back undercover.
Yeah, man, this is hard work.
To meet their workers.
When I help people, it helps me.
And change their lives.
He gonna give me a home.
New bosses.
I believe in you.
New inspirational stories.
You changed my life so much.
You changed mine.
The Emmy Award-winning Undercover Boss.
These tears of joy right here.
Friday, only CBS.
And it's the
70 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
This hour brought to you by Menards. Save big money at Menards.
Nip Shatskowski.
Scoreboard update.
From the Chicago Wolves Update Studio, I'm Nick Shapkowski. The Chicago Wolves are home at Allstate Arena this Saturday night at 7 and Sunday at 3. Derrick Rose to undergo surgery for torn meniscus in his right knee. Tom Thibodeau said earlier today that Bulls team physician Brian Cole will perform that surgery to repair that part of the knee. Thibodeau not thinking about the next return, however, for Rose just yet.
We don't even want to jump ahead like that. You know, I think the big thing is just take it step by step. You know, we just got the news, and first and foremost is Derek and our concern for him. So, you know, once we get through, you know, whatever surgery procedure he has to go through, then we'll think about those other things. But our concern is with him.
Bulls host Charlotte tonight. Breaking news on the score brought to you by Rosen Honda, where you can save a fistful of dollars. Patrick Kane placed on long-term injured reserve today, expected to be out 6 to 10 weeks after suffering an upper body injury last night against the Florida Panthers. Teuvo Teravainen recalled from Rockford earlier today, while Trevor Van Riemsdyk is assigned there. Hawks back in action tomorrow night in Florida. Cubs' first full squad workout today after the White Sox had their first one yesterday. In college basketball this evening, Northwestern hosts Indiana and Illinois travels to Iowa. You can catch that Illini Hawkeyes game here, right here on The Score, starting at 7:30. This scoreboard update brought to you by Rosen Honda, where you can save a fistful of dollars and get to Subway and experience better for you and great tasting grilled chicken strips on your favorite sandwich, like the sweet onion chicken teriyaki or chicken and bacon ranch melt. Subway, eat fresh. I'm Nick Shapkowski, and you're listening to the number one sports radio station in Chicago, Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
And a very pleasant good afternoon. Going to make you several promises for the next 4.5 hours or thereabouts. We're going to do the best we can to keep you informed and entertained. Perhaps have a lab or two along the way. A lot of princess are rapping at someone's back door. Yeah, somewhere, I'm sure. And this is radio's best combination of...
embarrassing, atrocious, despicable, pathetic, asinine.
I'm Terry Bores.
And I'm Dan Bernstein. David Schuster checks in from Bulls practice at 2 with the latest. Will Carroll, who on Twitter is at injury expert, because he is an injury expert.
He's our guy.
Works
yep.
for Bleacher Report. He can be an expert on a couple of fronts today at 3, second half at 3:30, and surprises along the way as well. 312-644-6767 is our number at WSCR The Score. You email us at Bores and Bernstein at 670thescore.com. That's where you listen to us live. Streaming 670thescore.com. Texting at 67011. When you text, we reply. Message and data rates may apply. Texts on The Score are presented by thehomeloanexpert.com. On Twitter, at Bores_Bernstein. If you'd like to follow me, it's at Dan_Bernstein. There's boresandbernstein.com. And there's the Audio Roadshow application, which includes the 10 seconds of glory question. And it shouldn't surprise you that it is this. How could Tuesday night have gone any worse for a Chicago sports fan? The producers today are Matt Abaticola.
A cheap shot by Alex Petrovic. That put Derek Kane into the boards.
What?
Unbelievable.
You know what? I bet you it's fun living in your own universe, don't you think? I bet you it's fun. Don't you think you'd have fun in there? Well, I love Matt Abaticola, and I'm glad he's reunited with my guy, Schiff. We are.
Chris Tannehill.
And to the whitest here, I'm going to let you know, I ain't prejudiced, all right?
Mm-hmm. He's Captain Indestructo.
Our interns, Tommy Guns, Tony Fish.
I just think it's, you know, I look, we talked about this all year. It was folly to believe this Bulls team is going to win anything anyway. So it's not like, oh, it destroys our season again. Well, you know, look, whatever you saw, whatever was left of him wasn't consistent, hadn't learned how to play right. I mean, just couldn't shoot, couldn't do a lot of different things. So this was not going to happen. You can say, yeah, it's a bad night for Chicago sports, but you think Kane will be back for the playoffs, right?
If it's a broken collarbone, he'll be back and he'll be fine.
So, I mean, I don't think it's like the darkest night of all time. It's like, oh boy, we got troubles now. Something has struck us down again. I think logic and realism would tell you that, really, the Bulls, while the record may say they're a contender, I don't think they really were. I mean, you saw the flaws. You saw the things are wrong. And plus the guy that you're counting on, the only transcendent star you have is so up and down and mostly down. Mostly down. You think you could throw out there that he's going to be great in a playoff series when those games are as tightly packed? So, I mean, I just think that the dismal outlook and all this about this, if you look in the big picture and you still believe this is going to get better at some point, yeah, okay. But if you're looking at the small picture of this year, I wouldn't get too upset about that.
Right, because you were fooling yourself into seeing something, and all that every quote. Well, he was just rounding into form. He was just getting. No, he wasn't.
Kirk Heinrich is the one who lives in something. I don't.
Yeah, then you're not watching the same games.
He's a less guest.
sucks for Rose, and it sucks to have a continuation of a story that feels like this. But the truth of it is that it didn't really change the ultimate fate of this Bulls team.
No, nor of Tom, I think.
Right, and if they want to be the try-hard team now, if they want to get the scrappy little band back together and do that whole act, and everybody's going to fall in love with Aaron Brooks. Yeah, look at Aaron Brooks!
Oh, who hasn't?
Everyone's going to, and he'll be shoosty, and he'll let his guy run around him and just keep firing away.
Do what he wants,
But the thing is, though, you don't have the defense anymore to underpin that.
No.
And I don't think you're going to play a slowdown game and put Noah back in the high post and run stuff through him.
No.
That really, I'm not sure you're going to get away with being this scrappy band of lovable rogues because you're not guarding people.
No. No, it starts with defense, and I mean that's what sort of gets it done. And they just don't have it, and they haven't really had it. And why would you think they'd have it now? And Derek is just, you know, it's an awful story, but it's been one that's been trending this way anyway. this entire season, if you were a believer and you hoped in your heart of hearts that somehow he would bounce back and become Derrick Rose again, kids, there's no evidence that that was even close to happening, that you can, he just wasn't there at all.
He came back to being an inconsistent above average guard.
Yeah. This inconsistent being the key word.
Southside, Big D is on the score. What's happening, D?
Hey, Burnsy, Uncle Terry, what's going on, gentlemen?
You say D.
Hey, man, look here. I say this, that having Derrick Rose on the floor is always a threat, okay? Let's just put that out there. He may not be the guard that he once was, but he's a threat when he's on the floor. And teams pay attention to that. Now, I'm equating this guy to the Jay Cutler situation. Just high paid or overpaid and underperforming. You know, at what point in time do we say, you know, enough's enough and cut ties with this guy?
You can't.
I mean, you know, just to be honest, you know.
But you can't, though. I mean, there's $41 million left.
You can't do that.
And there's what, 56 on Cutler's contract?
Yeah, but this isn't football.
You can get rid of Cutler. You don't have to pay. Yeah, you can do that without that kind of penalty to it.
Yeah, but there's no amnesty provision.
Not for Derek.
I think that the Chicago fans, man, we're just, you know, tired of these overpaid, underachieving athletes. And I love Derrick Rose. I love Jay Cutler. He's one of the best quarterbacks in Bears history. But we've got to do something about this.
You're talking,
man,
about different sports, though. You can get rid of Cutler, but you can't get rid of Rose. Basketball's different.
You'll get, you know, thanks for the call, is all. You'll get your chance to say goodbye to Jay. That's coming.
Maybe next year, you'll be able to.
Yeah, we'll all celebrate. We'll sing and dance and do the reel. I mean, but that'll happen. This is different. It is a sad story, but it's not a story that you should look ahead and say, "Oh man, that ruined my playoffs." I mean, you got to be honest with yourself about this.
Right. This isn't, "Ooh, they were going to win a title and now those dreams are over." No. Nor do I think they're over for the Blackhawks. I don't. I want to know what the injury is, though. It's one thing that's very frustrating about hockey is it'd be a lot easier to talk about the Patrick Kane story if we're not guessing
if we had what it was.
That would be nice.
It would give you, the doctor, a chance. Because even the blind doctor can't diagnose this. Yeah. You can't say what the prognosis is. I don't know what it is.
Just hope that it's a broken collarbone and not a separated shoulder.
Okay.
Because if it's that, it heals, it's fine. You go and get out there and knock them dead, and you're around into the playoffs, and you hope that this gives you a little bit of cap relief to bolster the roster a little bit, and everybody pulls together. But
that pulling together thing for them, too.
They weren't any good last night late either.
Yeah.
You choke away a two-goal lead to that crap team with no offense?
Yeah.
That team couldn't score if you left them alone in the rink.
Yeah, it's a puzzle. The winter puzzle is upon us.
Yes, it is.
It's like, uh-oh. How about the other side? How about hockey? Basketball?
It's an ugly.
How'd Bear season go?
That's Terry Bors. I'm Dan Bernstein. Let's talk baseball then. No, we got more pressing matters. You have the score.
The score is mobile. Connect on the go. Listen live. Comment on the guest. Show polls. 10 seconds of glory. Audio Roadshow app. Chicago Sports on the go. With Sports Radio 670 The Score. Chicago's sports station. Did you know for less than a dollar a day, you could save thousands in future medical costs? The solution is the One Touch Mailr Medical Personal Protection Plan featuring the Medical Alert System. At the touch of a button, Mailr Medical will provide assistance 24 hours a day, 365 days a year. You just plug the unit into a power outlet and connect to a phone line. For more information, call 1-800-760-2067. That's 1-800-760-2067.
CBS Friday.
I am a New York City cop who was asked to be the commissioner.
Blue Bloods is inspiring.
We'll do everything we can to find out who did this.
Daring.
Make a choice, right or wrong.
Riveting.
He killed a cop!
In my job, you need to prove it.
Moving.
Being the top cop comes with a lot of sacrifices.
See why millions of viewers spend Friday night with the Reagans.
I'm thankful for four generations of this family, safe and sound.
Blue Bloods, Friday, only CBS.
CBS Tuesday.
My favorite TV shows are on Tuesdays.
America's favorite agents.
Tony DiNozzo, friend of the ladies.
Are on the case.
Allow me to work my way from the horrific to the curious.
See why NCIS is TV's number one show.
I'm impressed.
Let's go.
Just because I make it look easy doesn't mean it is.
This is exciting stuff.
That's not nothing.
No, that's something.
NCIS, Tuesday, only CBS.
CBS Monday. Meet Caroline and Max.
You only live once, YOLO.
And you only live till the next time you say YOLO.
These two broke girls.
The cheap toothpaste we've been using is really diaper free. On the plus side, that rash cleared up on my gums.
Are TV's two best friends.
Why are you acting weird?
Pets are not my thing. I already have something needy and fluffy that'll die if I don't take care of it. You.
And they're too funny to miss.
I said something today I never thought I'd say. Thank you.
Two broke girls. Monday. Only CBS.
If you're anything like I was, the thought of getting older was the last thing on your mind. But here we are. For me, it started slowly. The lack of energy. Never being in the mood. And when I was, I could never perform at my best. I tried the pills and other treatments with minimal results, and all but given up on my sex life. Then, I found the doctors at New Mayo Medical Center. Wow! They made a new male out of me. Feel like I'm 25 again. I have renewed vigor, so much more energy, and no longer worry about my performance. New Mayo treated me like my situation was one of a kind. With a custom treatment plan that really works, I feel great. They can create one for you too. It does not matter if you suffer from low testosterone, erectile dysfunction, or just want to last longer. New Mayo will help you.
Call New Mayo Medical Center today at 847-852-4144. That's 847-852-4144. 847-852-4144. It will change your life. 847-852-4144.
Radio.com. If you have Medicare Part D, Walgreens can put you at the corner of switching your prescriptions and saving some money. That's because Walgreens makes it easy to switch and save with copays as low as $0 on select Medicare Part D plans. Just bring us your prescriptions and we'll do the rest. Switch to save even more today. Walgreens, at the corner of happy and healthy.
Applies to Tier 1 generics for select plans.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom155.com. That's freedom, the number 155.com. Go to freedom155.com and start earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom155.com right now and change your life today.
Avoid bankruptcy. Does credit card debt have you living paycheck to paycheck? Are you making minimum payments but only falling further behind? Call the Mediator Law Group to find out about our debt reduction program. Guaranteed to settle your credit card debt or you don't pay. That's right. It's called Pay for Performance, and you won't pay a dime until the job's done. I'm a paid spokesperson, not a lawyer, and every case is different. But if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, call 800-821-2412. 800-821-2412.
CBS Tuesday.
You ready?
I'm good for a fight.
The network that brought you TV's number one drama, NCIS, takes you to the Big Easy.
My city, my way.
Now, New Orleans has its own NCIS.
This town really gets into your DNA.
Scott Bakula stars.
Are we gonna have some fun?
NCIS New Orleans, Tuesday, only CBS.
More than Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
As you can imagine, it's not an easy thing because of, you know, how everyone feels about him, you know, and who he is. So our reality is that the games are going to keep coming, and you know, we've been through it before, and you know, our team. You know, the thing that I think makes them special is how they care about each other.
And, of course, Tom Thibodeau and his future looks to me like he's got another couple of months to run here, and that'll be it for him as the coach of the Bulls, Boris of Bernstein, Chicago Sports Radio, 670 The Score. And I don't think last night had anything to do with the sealing of his fate. I think that was already sealed for him a while back, I'm told. So, and I think you were told the same thing. And dealing with another Derrick Rose injury is right about that. They've dealt with it plenty of times. The problem is that the glimpses you had this year weren't enough, and it didn't really bring this team to the level you thought they were going to be at. Certainly didn't bring them to the level they were when Derrick was in 2011, when he was unbelievable. And even, just remember this, everybody, even in 2011 when Derek was the MVP and everything else, the love of the world, they couldn't beat LeBron, and they can't beat LeBron now either.
The decision he's going to have to make once Brian Cole gets in there and takes a look at exactly what he sees preliminarily on the MRI is resect or repair. And almost always when it's a second procedure on the same meniscus, the player opts to resect. And that is simply carve away the injured tissue and you are left with much less meniscal tissue. And there are some who will say, get me back out there as soon as possible. I'll do as fast a rehab as I can. I want to be back on the floor. Just clear it out, and I'll deal with any damage later and hope that technology gets to the point where when I start to have problems, I'll be in a better position 3, 4, 5, 6 years down the road.
Mm-hmm.
That's what Dwayne Wade did. That's what guys do in football all the time. That's generally what athletes do. Last time around, Rose opted for repair instead of resection. And that's why the end of the season and the long rehab that got him to this point. Every time given an opportunity, he's always opted, ironically, for long-term protection and prevention. And that really is what's truly ironic about this, is because as he keeps getting injured, all of his decisions in medicine and rehabilitation and therapy have all been with an eye on preserving and maintaining mm-hmm. his body. Sure. And it's not working.
No, it has not.
It is continuing to not work. So I have no assurance that this time around he's now going to say, you know what, just trim it away and let's get back to balling ASAP. It wouldn't be like him. It could happen, but it wouldn't fit with what we know about all of the previous decisions that he and the people around him have made.
No, it wouldn't seem to, but I have a feeling he might. I have a feeling he might. Yeah, I mean, there's enough friends of his and others that would probably maybe listen to this time after the position he's in and what's happened here. I think maybe if that could be done, I think that's what's going to happen. I think he will try. I don't know why I think that. By the way, I have no I have no belief in you know.
Well,
no background to believe that, but I just do.
There is a reason why you can believe it, and that's because it's what almost everybody does. Even those who initially opted for a repair
mm-hmm.
will then say at this point, you know
what,
just trim it off of there.
Yeah,
and because when I did my knee and did both menisci in the same knee, and you know, Dr. Wolin said he told me before. He said, look, I'm going to get in there, and he said you don't want a repair. He said a repair is just going to be the recovery is a nightmare and you're not a professional athlete. So he said by the time you're old enough to worry about it, there will probably be medical advances that'll make it easier for you. So I'm just going to carve away what's dead. I said, fine, you do whatever you got to do. You're the doctor. And so I wasn't really faced with that decision to make because he told me, he said, you don't want to go through a cartilage repair in this case. It's just too much, and you don't have anything really at stake like a pro athlete would. And he's operated on him, because so he knows. But it's just very different when that's what makes your money, when that's what defines you. So I don't know. I'm with you, actually, that my guess is there's enough water under the bridge here that Rose will opt for the resection.
I think so. I think if he talks to a couple of his buddies with Westbrook, I mean, I think he just has a word with him. I mean, if Westbrook tries to reach out to him, I mean, he got an outpouring of affection. Holy crap, did he get an outpouring of affection.
Luol Deng says he's crying.
He's crying.
What are you crying about?
Well, because
he's going to be back in a month.
Because he's a member of the Heat.
He's crying. He's on the Heat. Tony in Frankfurt, you're on the score.
What's up, Dan and Terry? Hey. So even before the injury, I was looking at Derek's performance throughout the season and kind of asking myself, on a championship contending or winning team, what role does he play? And then when I saw the news come across the wire last night, I'm really sitting there thinking, you know, assuming he comes back, which is a long time off, I'm going, man, that role, even if we assume that he was back to a good player on a really good team, that optic has to change now. You know, on a scale of magnitude that I think a lot of people may not be prepared for. And I think that may be a worst case scenario, but there definitely has to be a shift. And then real quick, Uncle Terry.
Yeah.
I know yesterday you mentioned you saw the octopus video catching that crab.
Yeah.
I saw that video and I got to tell you, the first thing I thought was you got to burn that bitch real quick. You got to throw that in a garbage can and get rid of it, because that thing is just no good for the entire mass of humanity.
No, octopi are cool, man. No,
I did not know that.
No, octopi are cool beings, man. They are.
Check your door, Tony. The bell's ringing.
They're smart. They entertain themselves. There's some unbelievable videos. There was one that was at an aquarium that was leaving its tank to go into other tanks, eat the fish in those tanks, and then crawl back to its own tank. Like, I didn't do anything.
Just say tanks.
Tanks for the memories, right? No, they're cool. But that video is really sweet.
All right, Tony, we can't kill all the octopi. You know that?
No, they're good.
Cannot kill all... Let me repeat this. Cannot kill all the octopi.
That's right. Dave is calling from his car. He's on the score. Hey, Dave.
Hey, guys. I haven't talked to you for a long time. Nice to talk. I looking at Derek... Just as a big medical picture, I wasn't an octopi. I'm going to celebrate my 50th year of having graduated from Ohio State for medical school this year. And I think I know, having been a surgeon, a little bit about people. And I really think there's a genetic influence in this guy. I just knew that something was going to happen before the end of the year. And I don't really care how you repair him. I think he's just going to have an injury again and again and again. The only thing I can think of is that maybe you just put him in a situation where he comes off the bench, where you may change him from point to shooting, and maybe without all that wear and tear on him from being a point, maybe that'll help. But I just think that there's really issues here that nobody really knows about yet. You know, they're growing tissue. They grew bladder tissue. Mm-hmm. They were able to take care of bladders in a certain way.
Yeah, they're growing cartilage, too. They're growing ears. There's all kinds of things they're doing with stem cells.
Well, I think that's what he needs. But I don't know that there's enough information out there to put him through all that. I just think that he's just an accident waiting to happen. Look at Michael and Kobe, for Christ's sake. I mean, they hardly ever got injured. They have the same bodies, but they have different tissue.
Now, Michael missed 1 year with a broken...
The first year I saw him, and after that, he played in about every game he ever played in.
Yep.
It's sad, but I really don't have a lot of optimism about this whole situation as a physician.
Well, thanks for the
professional opinion. Fair enough. I mean, look, Dave, I think a lot of people would agree with you. I don't have a particular lot. I just think that for whatever reason, I have no idea. I have no reason to think this way. I just think he comes back. I have no within a reasonable amount of time and plays this year. I don't know why I think that.
The only wild card with him is the mind, and you never know with him, and he gets all squirrely about, well, when God says I'm ready, he moves the goalposts about what constitutes readiness. So maybe the third time through that there's some mental scar tissue that's building up also.
There's something that comes out of there maybe just forget all that and think about where you're at in life and what's happened here and forget about all the other stuff. Just look at it. Just listen to your buddies. Listen to the guys who've been through some injuries.
This is from Tomek, who says, I knew this season was going nowhere. That's not what upsets me about this. What upsets me is this affirms Rose and his camp on their hard stance of post-retirement Derek, which is another soap opera. If and when he returns, it's the Derek Rose show all over again.
Yeah.
Yeah. You can't get away from that.
Yeah.
Sadly enough, you're just not going to get away from that.
Nope.
We're Boris and Bernstein. David Schuster has the latest from Bulls practice next on The Score.
What is The Score? We're Chicago's number one sports station. We're Mully and Hanley in the morning, 5 to 9. The new Spiegel and Golf Show, middays, 9 to 1. Boris and Bernstein afternoons, 1 to 6. Lawrence Holmes, nights, 6 to 10. We're proud to be the official radio home of White Sox baseball and the voice of Chicago's fans. We are Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's sports station.
CBS Thursday.
Prepare to weep at the glory of my genius.
When you're America's favorite geeks.
Yeah!
That's big.
Paradigm shifting news, gentlemen.
When you're the number one comedy on television.
You used to it yet?
No.
Me neither.
That's big.
Does it get any better than this?
When you're having your biggest season ever.
My brain is better than everybody!
That's Big Bang.
Yeah!
The Big Bang Theory, Thursday, only CBS.
CBS presents the stars of the new comedy, The Odd Couple, Matthew Perry and Thomas Lennon.
I would like to clear something up. We're not a couple.
Do I cook our meals?
Well, yes, but...
Do I clean our apartment?
To clarify, I normally don't clean anything.
When you need comfort, do I not dry your tears?
It was one time, and I was having a really bad day.
By most metrics, we are a couple.
We're not a couple.
Except that we are.
Matthew Perry and Thomas Lennon are The Odd Couple.
What do you want to do for dinner?
Let's stay in.
A new comedy, Thursdays, only CBS.
This Friday, if you're looking for a reason to go to paradise, Hawaii Five-O has oh so many.
Let's go, come on.
Like McGarrett and Dano.
Should we call for backup?
You're my backup.
Last time you said that, I got shot in the shoulder.
Chin Ho.
Don't move a muscle.
Kono.
I admire the confidence.
Comes with a badge.
Grover.
Wherever you go, trouble follows.
That's funny coming from you.
And even...
Booyah.
Jerry.
You make a great team.
Should be good.
Hawaii Five-O, CBS Friday.
My name is Harold Finch. I built a machine of unrivaled power. The machine detects ordinary crimes before they happen.
You can call me Reese. In another life, I worked for the government, hunting down the world's most dangerous men. Now I stop bad things from happening to good people.
You've taken very good care of me.
My friend and I help people in trouble.
Thank you for giving me